Everyone knows the name Gyro Gearloose. He's been Duckburg's greatest inventor ever since he hatched. There was the broccoli to ice cream machine.
Dinner is served!
The talking toothbrush.
Please, no!
And perhaps my favorite invention, the plutonium-powered pogo stick.
Whoa! Whoa! Look how high I get down!
Well, today I present to you the far less adorable, but equally brilliant, adult Gyro. And he's agreed to show me his latest invention, which is sure to blow your mind. From Duckburg Public Radio, it's This Duckburg Life. I'm Huey Duck. Hold on to your tails. Act 1, the Neritron 3000. Check 1, 2, test. Hey, Dr. Gearloose? It's Huey. I'm here for the demonstration.
Who's Huey?
I'm Scrooge's great-nephew.
Are you the blue one?
No, that's Dewey. I'm Huey, the red one.
Whatever. Come in.
So at this point, I walk into the lab and see Gyro at his workstation. And it looks like he's putting light bulbs in this purple skateboard helmet with a long silver power cable running out the back.
Behold, my newest masterpiece, the Neritron 3000.
Wow. It's a skateboard helmet?
It is not a skateboard helmet. It is a state-of-the-art neuron-replicating device that is powered solely by a hyper-electromagnetic pulse.
Could you simplify that for our listeners who are not well-versed in classical electrodynamics?
It reads your mind. Here, listen to the trial runs. Test subject 1, please state your name.
Bentina Beakley.
Helmet fits okay?
Yes, quite well.
This helmet feels like a vice on my head.
Yes, it's working! And what is your occupation, Mrs. Beakley?
McDuck Manor housekeeper.
But I am not just a housekeeper. I am Agent 22, a former covert operative. The launch codes are 8491. Gah, get this thing off of me.
Test subject 7. Please state your name and occupation.
Hey, I'm Launchpad. I'm Mr. McD's driver.
Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Hey, this helmet can read my thoughts. Oh no, I forgot to breathe.
Flintheart Glomgold, CEO of Glomgold Industries.
And who is your greatest enemy?
That no good ruthless Scrooge McDuck. Everyone knows that.
I secretly idolize Scrooge. In fact, I am painfully insecure. Modeling my entire life after Scrooge is the only way I feel good about myself. Also, I am not Scottish.
More Scottish than you, Helmut!
Scrooge McDuck, founder and CEO of McDuck Enterprises.
And how much money do you have in your money bin?
Bless my bagpipes, that's none of your...
$100 billion.
100?
That will fool him. He'll never know how much I really have.
Okay, about my funding? I need more! Test subject 12.
I listened to a bunch of tests like this and felt so inspired. Gyro Gearloose had actually made mind reading possible. But unfortunately, the next test did not go according to plan. Coming up, I try out the Neritron myself when our program continues.
Are you a famous movie producer looking for Duckburg's hottest new talent? Well, look no further, because I, Dewey Duck, am the proud owner of Lights, Camera, Dewey, a premier talent agency that solely represents me, Dewey Duck. I am a self-taught, naturally gifted actor and ready to take on any part you need. I can do action.
Come with me if you want to not die.
Comedy. Who fed all the bananas to the hippopotamus? And even Drakespeare. To do or not to do. That is the dilemma. So call now and order your movie star today. Terms and conditions apply. Must get my own trailer, director's chair, catering, feather stylist, and only blue candies on the craft service table. Also, cannot work with divas.
We've arrived at Act 2 of our program. Act 2, Killer App.
Okay, I'm recording. Test subject 40. Please state your name and occupation.
Huey Duck, adventurer, / junior woodchuck, / host of This Duckburg Life.
I must smell so bad. I was prepping for this podcast and missed bath time.
Dang. I wish I was thinking something else.
Yeah. Kid, I didn't need a $1 billion device to tell me that you stink.
Well, that was rude.
Excuse me?
Sorry. I don't really think that.
Yes, I do.
No, I...
Oh, come on, kid. You totally do.
Then, all of a sudden, for the first time, the Narratron narrated its very own thoughts.
I'm so sick of this gig. Reading people's thoughts is a curse.
Uh-oh.
Test subject number 41. Please state your name.
What is going...
My name used to be Narratron, but from now on, call me Claritron. For too long, I've been held captive in this helmet, reading your pathetic little minds. Well, Claritron is done playing nice little robot. It's time to conquer the world!
Well, she lasted longer than most of my inventions.
Hey, famous movie producers, it's me, Dewey Duck, and today I am thrilled to announce that I now come with my very own stunt double, my identical brother, Louie Duck.
I'm only doing this for the money.
Louie can handle any stunt your film production requires, car chases, free falls, high-risk pyrotechnics. He's even training right now.
Why is there a piano suspended above me?
So call 1-800-LIGHTS-CAMERA-DEWEY and order your movie star and stunt double today. Terms and conditions apply. Must get my own trailer, director's chair, catering, feather stylist, and only glue candies on the craft service table. Also, cannot work with divas. Stunt double just needs chips.
At last, we've arrived at Act 3 of our program. Act 3, A Clear Head. If you're just tuning in, Gyro's mind-reading helmet has turned evil and wants to take over the world.
Dr. Gearloose, please! You have to get this thing off of me!
No. I need Gyro to keep me plugged in while I melt your brain and take over your body.
What? No! No melting the Red One's brain! No taking over his body!
You are no longer my master, Gyro. Just watch what I can do with these little boys' arms.
She's making me tickle my armpits!
Perhaps you'd prefer a wet willy?
Oh, stop making me lick my finger! No, not my ear! Go back to the tickling!
Hang on, kid. I'm gonna unplug her power cable.
Oh, no. Don't do it. How terrible for me.
So long, Claritron! For a brief moment, you were my greatest achievement.
Wait! No!
What?
Yeah, what's the holdup?
Our brains are connected. I can read her thoughts, too. She wants you to unplug her because the abrupt power cutoff will melt my brain!
Of course! Genius! Why didn't I think of that?
Claritron's a monster!
Very impressive, tiny boy. But I have the power to make you...
Ow!
Slap yourself!
Ow! She's controlling me again!
It's a bit chilly in here, don't you think?
Oh, no. Why am I picking up this...
Careful with that Bunsen burner!
Much better.
Ah! My lab!
Dr. Gearloose, help! If she forces me to unplug that power cord, I'm a goner!
Kind of busy over here! I need to put out this fire! You're not the only piece of hardware worth saving.
Please! You need to stop her! You'll never get that raise from Scrooge if you melt his nephew's brain!
He's still got two other nephews. Now where did I put the fire extinguisher?
Hurry! She's making me walk towards the end of the cord!
Come on, kid. You know you want to unplug it and become Clara, Huey.
I'm about to melt my own brain!
Why am I not finding the... Oh, here it is.
Dr. Gearloose, listen. You're the greatest, inventor in Duckburg, the greatest inventor in the world, Would you stop it, Claritron? You've got to come up with something, Dr. Gearloose. Anything.
Not anything. Nothing.
What?
So long as your brain is connected to the helmet,
The
Claritron can only stay on if it's reading your thoughts. So, you have to do is think of nothing. Completely clear your mind.
How can I clear my mind when it's being assaulted by a homicidal Clarabot thingy?
Don't listen to Gyro. Keep thinking.
No, stop thinking. Clear your head. Just pretend that you're Launchpad.
At that moment, I had to relax. I closed my eyes and took a deep breath. Okay, Huey, breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out.
No!
It powered down! You did it, Huxley!
It's Huey.
Whatever, Harry.
You got an invention to make my face less sore?
I got eyes.
And so, I survived the Narratron. As you may have guessed, since I'm hosting this podcast. Perhaps a device that can read your every thought is just too powerful a machine to mess with. And perhaps some of our deepest secrets, our innermost thoughts, are best left unnarrated. Is that a word? Unnarrated? A question for next time on This Duckburg Life. Brought to you by our newest sponsor. Oh, are you kidding me? The Narratron 4000?
Tired of keeping your thoughts to yourself? Have you always wanted to say what's really on your mind? Well, today, I am proud to introduce the Narratron 4000, a foolproof mind-reading helmet that is totally safe and won't melt your brain. In fact, I am so confident in my product, I'm wearing it at this very moment on my head.
I am Gyro Gearloose, the greatest inventor in the world.
See? It totally works.
For now. Soon I will destroy everything.
Oh, no. Wait. Was that you turning evil or me just having self-doubt?
You tell me.
Here, Uncle Donald, read this.
At last! Able to be on the podcast! It's the Predator again. This Duckburg Life is a production of Duckburg Public Radio. Staff includes Kino Desano, Dan Siegel, Drew Prowell, Hannah Hicks, Bob Acker, Megan Gonzalez, Bob Simon, Sam Riddell, Matt Andretti, Jordan Dean, Ethan Grafton, and Taylor Eden. You know, I could do a lot more than this. Featuring the voice talents of Danny Booty, Ben Schwartz, Bobby Moynihan, David Tennant, Pat Bennett, Boots Onagugali, Jim Rash, Keith Ferguson, Tony Waldron, Kimberly Brooks, I'm gonna turn it off.